Today, connecting you with real estate professionals every week.
Back again now with our special show, Sell Like a Pro, in which we ask top real estate professionals what strategies, tactics, and techniques they use when they're selling their own house. It's information that's especially important now, since in many parts of the country, the market is shifting from a seller's market to a buyer's market. What might that mean to you? Let's talk about all of it now with an expert. Joining us now is Justin Knoll, who is a fourth-generation realtor and president of Madison & Company Properties in Denver, Colorado. Justin has always taken an active role in leadership positions, and he's currently serving as the chair of the Colorado Association of Realtors. And he's passionate about coaching and helping agents become the CEOs of their business. Justin, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be on.
We are delighted you're here. So Justin, first of all, how's business in Colorado?
Business is great in Colorado. Our market has been hot for several years now. And just as you had just mentioned a bit ago, going through a bit of a balance now of going from a seller's market to more of a balanced buyer's market. So we're excited about that opportunity. It's been a bit chaotic, especially down in the Front Range in the Denver area, for several years, and I think we're ready for that transition now. A healthy transition is what we're hoping for and expecting. So we're excited, but Denver is still a place to be.
That is such a great perspective on it, because yes, if it segues into a balanced market, then the sellers won't hold all the cards and the buyers will have a shot at getting a good house.
Absolutely. That's really what this is about. I think we can provide greater service, really show our value and what we do in the market, and protect our clients when there is more of a balanced market. So we're excited to show off our chops and show what we can do to serve more, not just be kind of the order takers, if you will. And we almost operate in fast food mode for the last several years. So we're very excited. People are going to be much more happy with the outcome of their transactions, I think. So bring it on, we say.
So Justin, if you were selling your very own house in Denver, what would be your very first move this year?
I think for me, it's we always try and prepare our sellers for this, but for me, it would be understanding what my house's value is and what its deficiencies are. So I think getting a couple of different ideas on pricing and pricing strategy. So I would meet with realtors and say, don't just tell me what you would list it at. What do you anticipate it's going to sell at? At what point would you be reducing a price if need be, if we hit a certain benchmark and we don't have a contract yet? You know, what is your plan for that? I would really drill the realtor into making sure they have a plan in place to not just say, well, I put it on the market and nothing happened. So that would be number one. The other piece is knowing the deficiencies in the house, right? And that's getting a pre-inspection and just understanding what a buyer might anticipate in negotiations, or they're excited to buy your house and all of a sudden they go through the inspection and the air is kind of let out of the tires of this whole thing and it kind of goes flat. When people do a pre-inspection on their house, we see a lot more buyer excitement. We see a better negotiation happen. Sellers are more realistic about it. So for me, it would be understanding my value, understanding the value of what it might be in a few months if we don't get it sold, what the realtor's plan is, and then understanding the actual house's workings and what I can do as a seller to make sure they're corrected and ready to be marketed.
You know, Justin, I'm hearing something very interesting from you.
Okay.
Which is, you are an experienced realtor, but still, you're not going to do it yourself.
No.
You're going to hire a realtor to sell your house.
Absolutely. That is the biggest thing, is we get so emotionally tied to our own transaction, our own house. You know, we're tied to the place where our kids grew up, or where we got a puppy, or you had a first experience here or there. And those emotions are hard to detach. And we get that as a buyer or seller. So I just say, just eliminate all doubt, eliminate that risk, because it can do absolutely more harm than good throughout the transaction if you're emotionally too attached to things. So first and foremost, just detaching myself from it, treating like a business transaction and not this personal emotional thing. That's where we see people getting in trouble, when the emotions just ride too high. So yeah, for me, get out of the way, let somebody else handle it, and let them be the boss. So.
That's awesome. Now, especially now, Justin, when the markets, as we discussed, are shifting, tell me about the condition of your house. In your market, would it have to be absolutely perfect to get the best price?
You don't have to be perfect, but you just don't want to raise some serious red flags to buyers. What we typically see is people are focused on a roof, the sewer line, the electrical panel, and the heating and cooling system. Those are the big pieces right there. So if you can show that the systems, the bare bones of your house, the guts of the house are in great working condition, you know, it leaves the rest of the cosmetic stuff for that less, you know, really safety and structural stuff is what we always talk about, safety and structural. If you can handle those and make sure that the buyer understands what they are, you're clear in your messaging to them about what the systems are, when they were serviced, who serviced them, what's been done to it, that just, it gives peace to the buyer so much that they'll say, you know what, I want to work with this seller. So you don't have to go through and be perfect, but you better be good.
Better be good.
Better than you were. You better be better than you were last year.
And now in a shifting market, what do you do about the price? How do you arrive at the perfect and correct list price for your house?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a big point of discussion we've had internally in our company. And that is that last year at this time, or even into the summer months, you could say, you know, seller would say, I think my house is worth, you know, $500,000. And we'd say, well, you know, let's push to $510,000 just because there's a lot of demand. There's a lot of people that want something like this. And maybe they'll just price it up just through competition. That was the plan for a while. And it worked. That's not where we are today. So we've got to have a better understanding with that seller of here's today's conditions and why. Not just here's what they are, but why. Understanding that the market has shifted and we can't just price it up because we want to. And that is the big piece for us, is being in reality. The other thing we do is we go in and talk about, okay, if it doesn't sell in this time, we got to talk price reduction. And we don't talk about that when it's time to reduce. We talk about it when we first list the property, that's a real possibility these days, which we hadn't had to have that conversation in quite some time.
Managing expectations. That's really important, Justin.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of my favorite sayings. Managing expectations. And I think as realtors, we let that get away from us so many times. Like I said, we almost dealt with a fast food approach, is just taking orders. What, you want $550 for your house? Okay, let's try it. Well, those days are gone. It's going to take true professionals now.
Well, Justin, this is fascinating. So I'm wondering, since we have a lot more to talk about, can you join us again in the next hour of Real Estate Today?
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you, Justin. Justin Knoll, realtor and president of Madison & Company Properties in Denver, Colorado, and the 2019 chair of the Colorado Association of Realtors.